Direct from 95BFM, it's Friday Live.
Very excited and personally a little bit nervous to have Liam Finn here in the studio with us.
Quite intimidating.
Yeah.
Brute of a man.
Yeah.
Hi, Liam.
How's it going?
Very good, thank you. Thanks for having me in.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Now,
I'm gonna move over a bit.
I've seen that you guys are playing, well, a cast of characters playing at the Civic next week, playing Neil Young's... Are you playing the entire of Live Rust?
Yeah, so it's a... Last year we did it, it was the 40th anniversary, I'm assuming, mm-hmm. 30th? No, 40th, must be 40th.
39th.
I should know that. And it was amazing. We had a really amazing... We did three shows around the country and it just was a really amazing. Great bunch of people and something kind of really clicked with everyone. Mm. And we had quite a euphoric experience playing Neil Young songs. I think there's something that happens. It's not just like a tribute show. It was like a full passion show. Everyone was as passionate as each other playing these songs.
There's something about that particular record. I think basically every single person I know or parents... seem to have it either on vinyl or on CD in the house.
I think
it's
it
just,
was,
you know, like throughout everyone's music collection in New Zealand.
Yeah, it was his only number one record in New Zealand, I think. So it's you know, plays a big part in the probably the upbringing of a lot of people here. And I mean, we also play a whole lot of the classics as mm-hmm. well. I mean, there's so much stuff to choose from, and you know, it's a real joy to play because it's so in some ways interpretive as well. Because you know, Neil Young's always been so.
He's a jam band.
Yeah, so you can't really take it in a wrong direction. He'd be, you know, all for it, I think.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to want. Can I jump in and ask a question?
Oh, Mike Havoc. Hello.
Does he know about the last time and does he know about this time? And, like, can you Zoom call him in or something like that? Poor guy's probably at home.
I'd love to think that he knows about it, but somehow, judging by what I do know about Neil Young, is that he probably couldn't give a shit. In the coolest possible way. Yeah. You know, you never know. I mean, I know that his website or fan club or something seemed to be aware of it because when there were some videos going around of some of the songs we did last time, I think one of them got reposted by them or at least acknowledged by it. So, you know, that was enough for all of us, you know.
Yeah. It's incredible. He's got such an incredible body of work and it's so varied. The last time I saw him at Spark Arena, I was just blown away. It was him and Crazy Horse, and it was just so wild. I was like, this is potentially the most psychedelic thing I've ever seen, and this is like Neil Young about 5 years ago. I was like, oh, my God.
And that's you saying that.
Yeah.
Well, I think I missed that, unfortunately. I heard it was awesome. I heard that, you know, maybe about half the crowd who were there for Heart of Gold or something were like, what is this
What's
noise?
What's happening? Yeah.
But he just came out and did feedback for 10 minutes at the beginning.
This is what I mean, I'm not a massive... I don't actually have Live Rust, but I do appreciate it. And I am... but one thing, if I think about Neil Young, I think about a musician that just does... He does what Neil Young wants to do.
Yeah.
Like, never compromised anything, I don't think. Ever. Has he?
No, I don't think so.
No.
It's just, you know, like that's what I do think about Live Rust is a guy making an album that he wants to make, you know? Yeah. So exciting to play it.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I love about Neil Young is that he does heavy stuff, he does beautiful, sweet stuff, he's done weird, experimental things, and he's kind of, you know, not always gotten away with it, but that he doesn't care, and he's continued to do so. And so in a way, I think he's probably my biggest living hero out there.
That's a bit cool.
Yeah.
Wow. Liam
Finn. Yeah, I'm happy to say it, really.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. It's a good call.
I'm just hoping he's listening, you know, like, and caring.
Neil.
He's into a transcript.
Neil Young.
Now, shall we move some microphones around? And are you going to grace us with a new Neil Young cover?
I'd love to. It's good practice for next week.
Chuck that one down there.
Okay.
Just make sure they're all plugged in. All right. Everything in the end went correctly.
It always sounds good, though, from experience.
From afar, yeah.
Yeah.
I think Rick, our man behind the scenes, just done a wonderful job of making sure that amateurs like myself can come in here and fudge
ten,
it.
10-year amateurs.
Yeah. And make it sound okay.
All right. Here's the needle and the damage done.
Knocking at my cellar door. I love
hit the city and I lost my band. I watched the needle take another man. Gone, gone, the damage done.
That was beautiful.
Cheers.
That was awesome. I'm wow. A couple of texts coming in. Fuck. Sounds mint.
Thank you.
What do you like about that song? Sweet.
Ah, I mean, what's not to like about that song? It's
because you can tell when you're singing it, you like that song.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's probably almost maybe the first Neil Young song I learned how to play when I was a teenager. Because I mean, it's like, or even maybe 11 or 12, because it was sort of. It's not easy, but it's got something about it that, I don't know, people can pick up a guitar and sort of find the descending thing and stuff. And I think my mum learned to play it when she was a teenager as well. And so it was kind of, you know, it was sort of...
Bringing communities together, eh, Neil Young?
Yeah.
Wonderful.
I probably didn't know quite what it was about back then, but yeah. I mean, it's just a great song because it's real. Most of his stuff's pretty direct and real, but also always has that little ambiguous... turn of phrase that you got, you know, that you end up applying to your own life or something like that, which is, you know, the ultimate combination.
Are we rolling the dice and taking phone calls during the segment?
I was fairly BFM. I was like that.
I think a brave broadcaster would do that, John.
Hello, BFM.
Oh, it's Mikey Havoc there, please.
You're on air.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
Let's let Liam Finn do his bit, hey man, for a second.
That's all right.
It's good to hear Mikey Havoc back on the radio.
That's good, but just let Liam do his thing, okay? Just let Liam do his, because Liam's...
This is a risk with BFM.
I never
storm out.
Good day to you, sir. Sorry, Liam.
Now, Liam, what's on the cards for you? Because are you based in New Zealand typically, or do you live abroad?
I live in LA with my family, but we've come back a lot. Every year, most of the time we've come back for Christmas and stuff like that. But we've come back this time with a bit more uncertainty as to what the hell was going on in the rest of the world. So we're sticking it out here to see what happens. And yeah, so at the moment, if anyone has any furnished houses or apartments that they want a family of four,
not living in your car or anything, are you?
Have I what, sorry?
You're not living in a car or anything with the family?
Certainly not. No, luckily. We've got a roof over our heads.
Good.
Sleeping in the drum room at Roundhead. And sounds really good.
I heard there's like about 7 or 8 drum kits in the drum room. Is that the case?
Yep.
Okay.
We can still fit somehow in there. But
it's like a grow room, but for drums?
Yes.
Well, they just keep popping up, sprouting everywhere in the room.
Like gremlins? Don't play them after midnight, or otherwise there'll be a few more in the morning.
Like gremlins.
Liam, did you have another song, or should we wrap it up?
Yeah, sure. I'm happy to do another song.
Okay,
I mean,
cool.
Do you want to... I'll do a...
You can play whatever you want.
I'll do a good drop D Neil Young one.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, that listener's going to drop the D. Here we go. Tell you what, Liam Finn playing Neil Young on BFM in the summer holidays... That's pretty fucking awesome, isn't it?
Amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I don't, you know, don't want to play.
Thanks, COVID!
Don't want to play one of my own songs.
But just these are just these unexpected gem moments that you know.
What's good? It's good to
whilst
try.
Whilst we all want your family to get a house, it's also really good for us to hear this. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll play what should be a rockin' electric one, but. Like I said, this is good practice for next week because we start from Monday back in the rehearsal room. We've
who's
got three
who's
days.
Who's the week?
I should talk the show up a bit more. Really, it's we got John Toogood, we got Sean Donnelly, SJD.
Jesus.
We've got who else? Diane Swan,
Brett Adams, Mel Parsons.
Yep, she's joined this lineup. Replaced Reb Fountain,
Alistair Deverick, Joe Mulholland, and Samuel Flynn Scott.
Here we go. Yeah, it's a really amazing group of musicians, and it sounds great. Yeah, I can't recommend it enough. So come along to the show, and it's, you know, we aren't doing 20-minute guitar solos because that would just be gratuitous. We aren't Neil Young, so we're just doing 15-minute ones, yeah, to be honest. But they're good, but, you know, there's some good guitarists in there, so, yeah. All right.
I got to say, I think that's my favourite one on Live Rust. Such a good version. That was a fantastic version as well.
Liam Finn on BFM.
I think I did my first interview of my life here with you, Mikey.
I think you might have actually.
Yeah.
Here we are again.
Here we are.
Can you find anything that's changed?
Not much, no. To be honest. Maybe the smell of weed has slightly dissipated.
Slightly.
Yeah.
But familiar, eh? See?
That's why it's always quite comforting to pop in here with
world,
a guitar.
But you come back to the old beat, don't you? Hey,
yeah.
Tell me about it, brother.
Actually, the desk is fancy.
Gussied up the desk. I think they might have done that for you, actually.
If you have some, like maybe a compass or something sharp, feel free to
John.
Scratch your name into the desk.
I thought you were going to say, like, just a homemade tat. get Mikey. I get to tattoo Mikey.
At last.
Yeah. Liam was here.
On my inner thigh. That'd be choice, Liam. Thanks.
Someone's wondering if you'll use an electric guitar.
Yes.
When you perform that. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
That's quite a definitive yes, then, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like I said, it's got the full range of acoustic beauty, and I get to play the intense octave fuzz in Hey Hey My My, and that's kind of my favourite. You know, that's not even my favourite song, but it's definitely my favourite guitar tone of the record. It's just the most brutal thing.
Yeah, I bet there's quiet envy amongst those other superstars on that list there, going, he gets to play that. No, that's fine. You know?
Everyone gets their moment. I don't know if anyone else had an octave pedal on their board, so, you know.
Sucked in.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm interested in going along to said event. Where do I get tickets from, Liam?
I would head along to aucklandlive.co.nz as a starting point. And I think that'll probably take you to Ticketmaster or something like that. And the show is next week, the 16th of January. All-star lineup: Liam Finn, John Toogood, Samuel Flynn Scott, SJD, who's a BFM darling. Delaney Davidson, also Total GC, was up here a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Diane Swan, Brett Adams, Mel Parsons, Alistair Deverick, and Joel Mulholland.
Wow. You just don't get situations like that all the time. That is quite a show right there.
What's also really awesome is that the audience at these shows it spanned from 10-year-olds to 80-year-olds, possibly older, I'm not sure, but it was like the most eclectic bunch of people.
I love that.
You know, of age groups at least, and yeah, they were really magical nights. So
get amongst. Yeah. Should we get a little voice ID out of you, because that's kind of part and parcel of coming out to BFM? You got to go, hey, this is me, and you're listening to 95 BFM. You can freestyle it, you can just ad lib as you please.
Oh God, the pressure!
Plus, everyone's listening at the moment. Mm.
Yeah, live on radio.
We prefer doing it live on air. I mean, that's the way to do it, because then you get like that
better
raw quality.
Just say, I've stopped. I've mucked it up. I'll do another one.
All right.
Just in your own time.
Hi, this is me, Liam Finn, on BFM, and you're listening to BFM on BFM. Thank you.
Thank you, Liam. That was perfect.
Friday Live on 95 BFM.